Hello, and welcome to another episode of Healthy Steps Cast, a podcast about health coaching. My name is Adam Gavarkas, and I'm a research assistant with the Healthy Steps Program Research Team based at Western University in London, Ontario, Canada, and I'm very happy that you've decided to join us for this episode. We have really tried to make the first couple episodes of this podcast a journey. First, we talked about the background of the program that has inspired this podcast, then we took a step back and have talked about the importance of social support, exercise, physical activity, and a proper diet in promoting good health. These are all components that we focus on heavily in our health coaching program. However, this episode, we are not going to focus on the content, but the process of health coaching itself. We want to answer the question, why coaching? Why is that the mechanism we have chosen to deliver our program through? What is the evidence to support the coaching that you do? There have been several scientific studies that have explored these questions, both concerning health coaching on a broader level, but also the specific health coaching approaches one can take. In 2008, researchers from Wisconsin conducted an integrative review of the health coaching literature to explore the successes of this approach in improving healthy lifestyle behaviors. They took a look at 15 studies, half of which employed the randomized control trial design, which is the gold standard in research and includes both an intervention and a control group. Target behaviors that were the focus of the coaching interventions included healthy eating, physical activity, weight management, and medication adherence. Of the 15 studies, significant improvements in target behaviors were found in 6. Improvements in the successful interventions included increased levels of exercise, improved nutrition intake, reduced depressive symptoms, and weight loss. Although only 40% of studies demonstrated significant effects, there were some program components that increased the likelihood of successful outcomes. 73% of successful interventions included goal setting, and using motivational interviewing and collaborating with a healthcare provider were also commonly found. One limitation of this study is that it only analyzed research up until 2008. Fortunately, another systematic review of health coaching with adults was conducted by Finnish researchers and concentrated on research published between 2009 and 2013. 13 studies were included in this review, 11 of which were the gold standard randomized control trial. Targeted behaviors included physical activity, diet, medication adherence, smoking, and alcohol consumption, among others. In this review, significantly improved results were found in 11 of 13 studies across physiological, behavioral, psychological, and social outcome measures. Specifically, significant reductions in body weight were achieved in all of the coaching interventions that targeted this outcome, and significant increases in physical activity were found in 6 of 9 studies. Interestingly, these coaching interventions also improved participants' self-confidence in improving a behavior, also known as self-efficacy, mental health status, and their social support network. In terms of participants, those who suffered from diabetes, overweight status, or a similar chronic disease experienced the most benefit. Additionally, it's important to note that 11 studies included a health coaching group as well as a control group, which sometimes got usual care. In these cases, coaching performed better than the alternatives. It is clear that the results of these studies are pretty positive. However, health coaching is admittedly a challenging type of program to measure because of the way it is implemented can be so varied. Program length, whether it was delivered on the phone or in person, or the coaching process used, can all affect how successful a program is. On the next episode, we will be continuing this discussion by focusing specifically on the approaches that we use within the Healthy Steps program, motivational interviewing and coactive life coaching. But getting back to the current discussion, we at the Healthy Steps program find these results encouraging. This research has demonstrated that coaching can be successfully employed to help those at risk or with chronic diseases, which is exactly what the Healthy Steps program was built to do. Furthermore, having goal-setting conversations, using motivational interviewing, and collaborating with healthcare providers are all components that improve the chances of successful outcomes and are all features of our program. If you are a Healthy Steps coach listening, you can be confident that the program has been developed to optimize your ability to improve the health of your participants. If you are not one of our coaches, you can feel good knowing your approach to improving people's health can really make a big difference. Additionally, it's important to consider the strategies that improve the likelihood that coaching will be successful. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen, and on behalf of the Healthy Steps team, we hope you tune in again. If you would like to learn more about the Healthy Steps program and even becoming a certified Healthy Steps coach, please visit us at www.healthysteps.ca and explore our online training program. If you'd like to reach out to provide feedback or recommend a topic, you can email us at healthysteps@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can follow our team on Twitter at Healthy Steps or me at Adam Gavarkovs. Till next time, talk soon.